when we ramped it up in March, we did it by diverting staff that are critically care trained and training up some of our also training new staff from within our existing workforce to be trained for a support ICU. We have been recruiting throughout, but there are, again, recruitment is a slow process. There are limited numbers of nursing staff and particularly critical care nursing staff out there to recruit. So while our numbers and our recruitment's ongoing, it is a very slow process to get large volumes of staff in to those specialist areas. So what we are doing at the moment, the plans we had in place and the escalation plans, in other words, what you refer to as ramping up, those escalation plans are clearly in place, and that's what we've implemented in the last week. In order to sustain that at this level, we are going to have to divert some of the staff that we have, critical care trained staff that we have in other areas, into support that critical care, that ICU and high dependency function. In order to do that, we're going to have to curtail some of our elective surgeries. We're not back where we were in March. We're working through with the clinical teams at the moment, but we will be seeing a significant reduction in our inpatient lists and focusing really on time critical surgeries.